with RegganBaby.com, trying to give you the best of me on this Friday on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and 99.1 FM up in Reno, Nevada. We're going to take your calls, 702-546-4790. And I call Fridays. I love talking to y'all on Fridays because I call Fridays free-for-all Fridays. Last week I did flashback Fridays, but I like themes. It's and on free-for-all Fridays, I like to say, whatever you want to talk about, let's talk about. If it's related to what's going on in today's world, and there's a lot going on. You look at Donald Trump, right? This is an anomaly. He came out of nowhere. Everyone poo-pooed him when he first came on the scene last year. He didn't have a chance. He wasn't going to make it past September. He wasn't going to break 30%. And voila, he's our nominee. But we've talked about a lot of things here today. And if there's something that you want to talk about, we will take your calls at 702-546-4790. Now, I had Rico Oler on last, just a little bit ago before the break. And he's been a politician. He dipped his toe into that field, and he knows what it takes. You know, I've been working campaigns. I actually looked at running my own campaign out of Irvine, California. And it takes a lot of fortitude. It takes a very strong backbone. But in Donald Trump's case, I have never seen such... The press is like a bunch of piranhas. I mean, I always expected the left to attack. It wouldn't have mattered who the Republican Party ran. We could have run Mother Teresa or Jesus, and the left would have claimed that they were bigots, homophobes, racists, misogynists, etc. Because that's their playbook. Because the left refuses to talk about the issues. They refuse to talk about their policies and the outcomes of their policies. The left doesn't want any accountability for failure, as Hillary Clinton does not want any accountability for her lies, her elaborate web of lies that has been covered up and whitewashed by the mainstream media. They're even attacking the AP for publishing a factual story on Hillary Clinton. This AP story that broke last week regarding the Clinton Foundation, the amount of money that she received from a handful of Clinton donors, half of the meetings she had, half were from the private sector of private donors who gave, I think it was 86 of them, $150 million or something like that. And the press was saying the AP didn't find anything new. Who cares? And then earlier today, we had Daniel Greenfield on and said, we should care. We should care because the owner of the New York Times, even journalists that work for CNN, I mean, Matt Lauer, who is going to moderate this roundtable, are all donors to the Clinton Foundation. It is a quid pro quo. We understand that the press is there to save Hillary Clinton and to sabotage Trump, his message, and his followers. And you know what I've noticed? I have been in politics for quite some time. I've been a political observer. I consider myself an activist. And when someone starts speaking the truth, it's like a refreshing glass of water on a 120-degree day here in the desert. You realize you need it, but you don't know how much. And then when the truth starts to hit, it's like a tumbleweed. And this is what the press is up against. The energy of the truth and the movement behind Donald Trump is something that the left underestimated and didn't expect. The left has never seen a GOP candidate like Donald Trump. And quite frankly, the GOP hasn't either. Why? Because he's not going along to get along. I hated that phrase. And I also hated the phrase when I heard John McCain say, I just want to reach across the aisles to my friends. Oh, really, John? How did you get the knife out of your back when you were reaching across the aisle with one hand? I mean, that's kind of hard to do, right? To pull that knife out with one hand behind your back. The Republicans have been literally run over by the left because of political correctness. The left can't even say radical Islam in the same sentence. And the Republicans seem to be going, we're happy to go along with that. There were really weren't no outward challenges. I mean, when we look back, and this is why I half believe the polls. Okay. When we look back at 2010, 2012, the midterm elections, we handed the Democrats their shorts. We, as meaning the conservatives, we, as in meaning the activists within the Tea Party. And we did so against the same barrage of insults. I remember as a Tea Party activist, I was called a Nazi. I was put on the watch list by Homeland Security. I was called a right-wing extremist. A right-wing extremist for simply just wanting smaller government. That's extreme now. But you're not extreme if you're Hillary Clinton, who wants open borders. You're not extreme if you're Hillary Clinton, if you lie. And this is what the left has done with the truth. They've turned it on its head. They've made lawlessness law. We have so many, people forget that we have so many immigration laws on the book that are literally or virtually ignored, or that Obama and his administration just create laws on their own without the help of Congress, and thereby neuters our laws. They don't execute the law. And it's time that we start executing the laws on our books in order to provide the electorate with the main function of our government, which is the safety and security of its citizenry and the protection of this country. And we are going to go to a caller. I just looked up at my screen. We've got Mike from Reno. Hey, Mike from Reno on line one.
How you doing, Megan?
Mike, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You know, it's 1-844-2-NEVADA. We'll get everybody through on a free call.
Oh, you've got two numbers. That's right. Thanks for the reminder.
Okay. I don't know. I have two topics. I'll let you pick one. Why are the Republicans deficient in the visual media, or why we should merge with Mexico and Canada and eliminate the border altogether and make everybody a criminal who breaks the law? Which would you like me to discuss?
Either one. Why don't you pick one? It's free for all Friday, so I'm giving you kind of control. So you pick one, and we'll run with it. How's that?
All right. I'll do the first one.
Okay.
Look, I agree with you. And you mentioned truth a number of times in the first hour and now. As the New York Times once told me, the truth is in dispute. Leaving that aside, why do we have to watch Fox? Why are we, I'm a Republican, not a knee-jerker, why are we not on free TV? Why are the debates not on free TV? Who picks these moderators? Where is the Republicans lose by 4-5%, Romney, etc.? Where is the money? Why can't we get into the visual media? We're on talk radio, but, you know, I know psychologically we're deficient in this. Hollywood's been leftist. I'm tired of the complaints, Megan. I'm tired of the complaints. I'm tired of hearing that Trump is going to sprinkle Republican fairy dust on the ghettos and it's going to make everything all right. I'm tired of the Republican whine. Where's the money? I'm not doing anything. I'm guilty. I'm sitting around sleeping half the day. Why are we deficient? Why can't we get on free TV? Why is everything money?
Oh,
hello?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm here. I was just waiting for you to take a breath, Mike. No problem.
You want me to do Mexico? No.
No. I'll answer. I think I know your question or where you're going, but there's a couple things I will point out. One, if you heard before, the reason that Breitbart got involved in media, he started with Drudge in the back of the day and actually HuffPo.
Right.
Okay.
And he died mysteriously, but go ahead.
Right. So, and his coroner also died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can look that up. Yeah, coroner Andrew Breitbart. I think he dropped dead of a heart attack within a week or something like that. Or suspicious circumstances, but nonetheless. The reason that he started Breitbart was because he understood what he called the Democrat media complex. And the Democrat media complex was basically the press. And the press, he knew, was a propaganda arm of the DNC. And this was years ago. And so,
but Megan, I understand all that. I want to know why we can't get in. I don't want to hear. I know that. And not only there's also a corporate media complex. They're backed by corporate America, who pays for the media, which is, I don't know, Republican or Democrat. Don't forget there's money behind. There's a corporate media complex backed by the government. I know the problem. I want to know why we can't do something.
Well, I don't think that we've been
able. I know it's tough.
Yeah, of course it's tough, right? It's two fighting ideologies, and this is whoever holds the power. And I will argue that not since Reagan have we had a real true fighter in the White House,
right,
that one that would actually defend our fighting principles, our conservative principles, and make them palatable to the masses. When you
TV and start our own network.
Well, you know what,
the NBC?
Mike, if you don't sleep half the day, maybe you can start that and we can follow along. It's good.
No, I'm guilty. I'm guilty.
All right. Well, thank you.
You want me to do Mexico? All right. You got another call?
Yeah, we actually got two calls in the queue. We're busy,
right,
but I really appreciate
Megan,
your call.
Megan, maybe
we
could have coffee or something if I come to Vegas.
Well, you never know. You got to get out of bed,
all
though,
right,
Frank.
Thanks.
Or Mike. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. You enjoy the weekend. You know, this is why I love talk radio, folks. And we've got two in the queue, but my producer had to step out for a real quick. So, hold on. Sorry about that. We had a little problem there with the hang up, but this is why I love talk radio, because it's live. You never know what's going to happen. But I've been thrown to the wolves before. I'm used to thinking on my feet, and that's why I'm sitting here. We've got a caller that has been waiting patiently on line two, Stephen from Vegas. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, young lady.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. I listened to, I was at a friend of mine's house this morning, and I was listening to a shortwave or internet broadcast. I forgot the name of the organization, but their protection from deception is their, I guess, kind of their motto. And I think that Mike had a good point there. Why can't we do it, Mike? Because they tell us we can't do it, and so far we believed them. But that's, you know, tomorrow is going to be a better day. And I would encourage everyone within the sound of my voice to do everything they can to see to it that Trump is not only gets enough votes, but gets enough votes counted in order to win, be declared the winner. And if he doesn't, and voter fraud can be proven, which I believe it certainly will be if these people are stupid enough to do it, then you got to realize that, you know, even if you dispute a corrupt election, that the economy isn't going to fall apart. There's not going to be chaos in the street. This is your country, as Benjamin Franklin told the lady about her inquiry. It's a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Well, this is your country, folks, if you can keep it.
You know what, Stephen, you're absolutely right, and thank you for your call. It is our country, if we can keep it. And I'm encouraged by the amount of people that are taking action and actually getting involved in the political process. Like I said, we've had a ton of crossover in the Republican Party that we haven't seen before. You know, Ronald Reagan built the big tent. And I would say that his followers destroyed it because his followers acted like Democrats. So what's the difference? I mean, if you're going to act and vote like a Democrat, what's the difference? You're in the middle of the road. You're going to get hit. Get out of the way. And Donald Trump took the scene. And he is definitely not middle of the road. And he is definitely not middle of the road on immigration. And so we will be talking about more about immigration and the costs associated with both legal and illegal immigration. And we'll also take your calls when I get back. So thank you for holding patiently at 702-546-4790 and 1-844-2-NEVADA. This is Megan Barth from ReaganBaby.com, filling in for Kevin Wall on this fine Friday on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and Reno 99.1. Live and local, now.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this, like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
Well, maybe that way, but
that
it's basically hitting the bottom one.
I believe your hustle is going to make this happen.
So usually when I have it up here, they're live on the air.
It's hard work,
to take control of it, you hit the bottom one, and then you can just hit, like,
premiere episodes Wednesdays at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but you have what it takes in here.
Only on CNBC.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
Pouring rain, it's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever gonna have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close, I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Men's and liberty begins. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And this is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, filling in for Kevin Wall today on this great Friday on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, and 99.1 FM in Reno. We're taking your calls, 702-5464, 790-702-5464, 790. You can also call toll-free 844-2-NEVADA. So right before a break, we were talking about Trump and how his ability as an outsider candidate has been able to build, and I would say rebuild, the Republican Party and rebuild the brand of the Republican Party. The brand was killed by moderate Republicans. But for years, we were told only moderates can win. Well, actually, moderates lost time and time and time again. And that's why we got Barack Obama. And that's why we're faced with Hillary Clinton. So we look over at the Rust Belt, because the Rust Belt is a very important area for Trump to capitalize on, specifically when it comes to electoral votes. And normally that's a Democrat stronghold, but Trump is kicking it down. He has actually eliminated a 15-point gap and is within 3 to Hillary Clinton. So we're going to talk about the walls that Trump is building and kicking down when we come back. This is Megan Barth. ReaganBaby.com, filling in for Kevin Wall, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, 99.1 in Reno, and you are live and local now.
President Jeffrey Wacker believes interest rates are too low. Wacker says the U.S. economy is strong enough to support significantly higher interest rates. Lacker is not a voting Fed policymaker, but he does participate in discussions. His comments followed the weaker-than-expected employment report for August. The unemployment rate stayed the same, 4.9%. The forecast was for 180,000 new jobs created. There were 151,000. Though manufacturing jobs declined, Jack Otter, Barron's.com editor, says more factories are automated now.
Manufacturing jobs now in some cases require a college education. Those that don't require a college education, well, robots are starting to do those.
Starbucks is introducing yet another special beverage. This is a chili mocha drink. It will be available September 6th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
They're starting to clean up in Florida after that state's first hurricane in 11 years.
Hermine left her 250,000 power customers in the dark in Florida last night, and a homeless man near Ocala was likely killed by a falling tree. Governor Rick Scott says they're searching for anyone still in danger.
Earlier this morning, the Florida National Guard deployed reconnaissance teams. They're beginning in Crystal River and working their way up the coast.
Hermine is still a powerful storm raining on
back at what time?
3:00.
Okay. We're going to go to
Internet today is so slow. I can't get anything. Yeah, this is not going to play because, yeah, I have no freaking fucking...
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This is Megan Barth today on this beautiful Friday here in Las Vegas at AM 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks. And up in beautiful Reno, Nevada, 99.1 FM. We're taking your calls here today on this free-for-all Friday. We've already covered a lot of topics. We had a lot of guests. But I want to hear from you on 702-5464-790, 702-5464-790. And you can call toll-free, 8442-NEVADA. Before the break, we were talking about how Donald Trump is building walls and breaking down walls. And one of the walls that Donald Trump is breaking down is the plantation walls that the Democrats have created for the inner cities. Through their progressive policies, through their control. Because the Democrats are about control. It's through force. You must be controlled through force to submit. And what these progressive policies that have wreaked havoc on the inner cities from west in LA all the way east to Baltimore can be found in the statistics. Numbers don't lie, and I'm here to give you the truth. So you look at Chicago, and then, of course, also another headline this morning is Milwaukee. Milwaukee has had its most violent year in 25 years. Chicago had 90 murders this past weekend. Black-on-black crime has spiked. But for some reason, Colin Kaepernick is sitting out because of oppression that he is finding in our inner cities. The oppression that is coming from the supposed murdering police force. But you know what's interesting is that this oppression that Colin Kaepernick and Black Lives Matter seems to keep talking about, that's all they're doing is they're just talking about it. They're not doing anything about the oppressive, progressive policies of the progressive Democrats. And speaking of progressives and policies, I don't know if John is one, but we got a caller, John on line one from Vegas. How you doing?
Hey there. Hey there. It's a pleasure speaking with you. Listen, I just wanted to discuss, you know, that football player guy, you know, he just really gets on my nerves. I can't even stand talking about him.
I call him Kaepernick.
To quote a Trump phrase, I'd like to in the face, okay? That's all I got to say on that matter. The reason why I called, though, is because, you know, Trump gave the immigration speech the other day, and, you know, very, very eloquent, 10-point, you know, program. At the end of the 10 points, he says, we're going to address the 11 million or so that are here illegally, who have broken the law, but they're good people. The pundits and the people that left his Latino commission or board or whatever, you know, that he's got helping him get the Latino vote, all they want to talk about is those people. They only want to talk about, they don't want to talk about the criminals, the drug addicts, the wall. They only want to talk about the ones that are here bleeding the system with their welfare checks, their subsidized housing. And Trump already said, look, I'm not going to send ICE after those folks right away. They're going to have plenty of opportunity to turn themselves in and say, or, you know, or get a job, get off welfare, because he's the law and order candidate. If we just follow the laws that we have here in the United States already regarding immigration, then that will solve most of the problem. Take away the jobs, take away the freebies, and they all go home. Most of them do. Or they get legal. That's as simple as that. And I really would like to hear more people discuss that, those matters, especially the media. But, you know, I've given up on the media, except you guys. You guys are great. You speak the truth. You talk about the issues, and that's awesome. But the media, MSNBCs, the CNNs, I've just given up. I mean, I flip it on for a second if I want to make myself in a bad mood. And then right away I'm like, I can't take this, because this is just insanity, what's going on in this country. And real quick, I heard something. You know who Judge Jeanine is, correct? From Fox News?
Hero, right.
Yeah. She posted something on Facebook that Soros, George Soros, that crazy old man who looks like the dude from Star Wars, he says Trump's going to win the popular vote, okay, when the election comes up, but Hillary's going to win the delegates. So it looks like the fix might be in. I hope not, because I believe the delegates are obligated that if Trump wins the vote in a particular state.
Yeah, John, John, thank you for your call. We're talking about the Electoral College, not the delegates. You know, primary election, you get them mixed up. And you know what? They rigged the primary. So I understand why you're mixed up, because they already rigged one election. So why not rig the national election? Now, Soros, John, to your point, Soros is not stupid. And nothing drives me more crazy when I hear Republicans or conservatives or independents say that Obama is stupid or Hillary is stupid or Soros is stupid. They're not stupid. This is all by design, my friend. All you have to look at is who their mentors are and who their donors are and who their endorsers are. The Communist Party endorsed Hillary Clinton. Why is that? George Soros is a billionaire communist, and he gave Hillary Clinton $31 million. And Hillary Clinton's protege, she was the protege to her mentor, which was not only a Ku Klux Klan Kleagle by the name of Robert Byrd, but her other mentor, not the Ku Klux Klan guy, the other mentor, was a communist by the name of Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky wrote Rules of Radicals, and Rules of Radicals is the Bible for community organizers and leftist disruptors and Marxists. That is their Bible, Rules for Radicals. It was written by Lucifer. Now, I don't know about you, John, and other listeners, but when I was in college, I didn't seek out the communists. I actually was out to defeat the communists. But Hillary Clinton loved Saul Alinsky. She wrote her master's thesis. The essence of Saul Alinsky was, you create enough chaos and anarchy in order to be the agent of change to overthrow the system. And the system is our system, capitalism. They don't like capitalism. They hate capitalism. You know why? Because there's too much freedom. They can't control a free people. They can't control a free market. They need control. They need you to submit. They need to regulate. And this is what the Democrats do. Time and time again. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. You think Obamacare was about health care? Ha ha! Obamacare was not about health care. Obamacare was transferring wealth and power to the government. So the government would control what doctors you see, what type of health care you can get, what type of drugs will be provided for you. Because as Obama told us, you know, you're 80 years old, you know, you're getting up there in age, you know, that procedure might just be a little too expensive for you. You know, you might just have to take that red pill or that blue pill. Those are his words, not mine. And this is who the left is. They even believe they can control the weather. You know, because they are a godless bunch. They believe, you know, this whole climate change. They've been fighting climate change now for 8 years, and that's why we have a caliphate the size of Indiana. The Islamic caliphate. Because we've been fighting air conditioning units. As John Kerry said, BTUs are more dangerous to our safety and security than an Islamic jihadist. And our safety and security has never been so more dire than it is now. And that's why when Trump came out, and if you recall, when he took the national stage and announced his presidency, what was the first thing he promised? Build a wall. And second thing he promised? Mexico is going to pay for it. And you know what? He's shredding Hillary Clinton's lead, if there really was ever any. Specifically in those electoral college states, which are so important. The Rust Belt states like Wisconsin, where he just shattered her supposed 15-point lead. Now he's down within 3. And that's happening. That's happening all over the Rust Belt. That's happening in Florida. He is getting... She can't even... Do you know that The Hill photoshopped Hillary Clinton rallies so her crowds look bigger in Florida? Donald Trump couldn't even find a big enough stadium to pack them in. So we're going to talk about that as we close out the last and final hour on this Friday. I've been so blessed to be with you. And you can call 702-546-4790. 702-546-4790. We will take your call after the break on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks, out of Vegas and 99.1 out there in Reno. We are live and local now.
I'm Eric Ross, President and CEO of Ametherm and a client of City National Bank. Ametherm manufactures circuit protection thermistors. They're a type of circuit protection device that goes into power supplies, motor drives, medical equipment. We manufacture everything here in Carson City. We've been doing it for about 18 years now. We recently bought a building here in town. I thought the SBA process would be difficult and time-consuming, but City National Bank made it absolutely simple for me. We've grown over the last 10 years, and if it wasn't for City National Bank, there's no way we could have done it as easily as we have. They help me buy equipment. They help me with credit lines. I can handle almost any transaction I need to make online. City National Bank takes away all the financial worry that I have, so I can focus on building a great part, taking care of our customers. In the next 5, 10, 15 years, I know City National Bank is going to be there for me. City National is the way up for me and our business.
City National Bank, the way up. CNB.com, member FDIC. Okay.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
The Conservative Alliance for Community Growth and Founders Academy of Las Vegas are teaming up for the 6th annual Constitution Day celebration. Be a part of the fun Saturday, September 17th from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the West Charleston Library at 6301 West Charleston. Join constitutional thinkers like Judges Richard Scotty and Rena Hughes, Attorney Jacob Reynolds, and journalist Ron Futrell. This event is free, so bring the whole family. That's Saturday, September 17th, the West Charleston Library. For more information, call 702-286-8957. The countdown is on to Election Day 2016. Let your friends, family, and coworkers know how you feel about Hillary Rodham Clinton by wearing our Hillary for Prison t-shirt or maybe our Lock Her Up t-shirt. Check them both out at KevinWallRadio.com. Order online. They'll be delivered right to your home or business. Make a political statement this political season. Order your t-shirts today. Check them out at KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com.
From executive producer LeBron James.
I need this, like yesterday.
Cleveland entrepreneurs get a chance to compete for their shot at success.
That will be a game changer for me and our business.
I believe your hustle is gonna make this happen.
We got work to do now.
It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Cleveland Hustles. Premiere episodes Wednesdays at 10.
Everybody can have great ideas, but you have what it takes in here.
Only on CNBC.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place A Place for Mom.
We'll keep our guns. You keep the change. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And this is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com. Welcome back. I'm filling in for Kevin Wall on AM 790 Talk Now. Talk That Rocks out of Las Vegas, 99.1 FM up in Reno, Nevada. And we've had a great, this 3 hours, you know, you think 3 hours is a long time to sit and talk. And it flies by. It flies by for me. I hope it's flown by for you because we've talked about quite a few topics. And the one thing that I want to touch on before we've got to close out this show is because this is a little bit close to my heart, too, and it comes out of Chicago. And as I was talking before we went to break, when you look around at the communities of color and the inner cities that have been plagued with horrible schools, crime, drugs, the destruction of the nuclear family, really. It was Ronald Reagan that said all great change begins at the dinner table. Wouldn't that be nice to remember that? Can we not just set down our phones when we're at dinner and look at each other and have a conversation? I mean, that's one thing I try to do when I go out with my friends now. It's like a no-phone zone. I want to know about their kids. I want to know what they're thinking. I want to know what they're feeling. I want to know what they're ordering. You know, we've gotten way too bogged down in technology, and we've forgotten that all great change does begin at the dinner table. And this is what has been robbed through progressive policies such as the expansion of welfare, et cetera. When you look at these communities of color, it is absolutely, the progressives never want you to look back. They always want you to look forward, because if you look back, you'll see all the death and destruction that they've left in their wake. And then you see the Colin Kaepernicks, right, sitting during the national anthem because of the oppression. And then you see Black Lives Matter. But you only see Black Lives Matter when they want to riot, when they want to burn down the town they have a problem with in order to create more destruction. You don't see Black Lives Matter in Chicago this weekend, where 90 people were gunned down by black-on-black violence. You don't see Black Lives Matter in Louisiana helping other black lives that were ravaged by the flood, and you're not going to see them. And I came across this video on Twitter that I'm going to play for you, and it's from a black man in Chicago that actually kind of photo bombs or press bombs a photo press conference. And here's the audio. Give it a listen and listen to what this guy says. He hits it right on the head, and this is a Trump voter and a Trump audience.
But believe me, once we find out, this person will be brought to justice.
Are you getting a sense of
this was a white police officer gunning down three blacks and injuring four. Wilson High School will be set on fire, and every black leader, every community leader will be up here. Black Lives Matter, hands up. Blacks are murdering blacks every 32 hours since June. I've been in this town all my life. I'm 56 years old. I am afraid of being shot and gunned down by a black. Again, if this was a white police officer shooting and killing three blacks, people would be out here. The school would be on fire. People would be coming forward saying, I saw this white police officer. But because it's black on black crime, it is socially acceptable for blacks not to talk to the police. It is appalling. And every 32 hours since June, blacks been murdering blacks. And y'all guys got to do a better job.
You hear that? Black man living in the inner city of Chicago, 56 years, is so fed up with the faux outrage of Black Lives Matter and the press. And Donald Trump nails this. He says you're only going to see inner cities, communities of color, you're only going to see the Democrats once every 4 years when they need your vote because black votes matter. Black lives don't matter, because if black lives mattered, they would be there more than once every 4 years, and they wouldn't create policies and climates that are truly enslaving and robbing generations and generations of people of color to a good education. Donald Trump is the only candidate, and I was saying this in the beginning, that was talking about the inner cities, and I said, oh God, please get in there. Get into those inner cities and get your message through the churches or however you have to do it. Because Black Lives Matter, the only message that Black Lives Matter has is to create division. It's only about black power. It's not about unity. And this is why Donald Trump is so threatening to the left. This is why the left is becoming unhinged. Is because he's walking into what they thought were their safe spaces, their progressive safe spaces, which they thought were the communities of color. Well, I am telling you right now, he is going into Detroit on Monday, and I can't wait to see that speech. But when he goes into that Detroit community, it is going to be a shot heard round the world. I can guarantee you that. And when you look at the polling, and you look at it in Nevada, across the board, Reagan did this very well. We're not all different because of our race. We're all the same because we are Americans. As Americans, we want a chance at the American dream. We are going to fight for the American dream. We want safe communities, and we want jobs. And that crosses all color lines. So on Monday, Donald Trump will be in Detroit. Right here, you'll have the best of Kevin Wall. And on Tuesday, Kevin Wall will be back, and so will I. 11 o'clock on Tuesday, Kevin Wall will be talking to Eric Trump, and I will be in studio to follow and talk to Kevin on Tuesday. And I got to say thank you. This was the fastest 3 hours in radio. I had a great time. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com. You can find me on Facebook on my Reagan Baby fan page and on Twitter at Reagan_Baby. And if you don't want a California or Nevada, because we are battleborn, you can go to ReaganBaby.com, go under shop, and grab yourself a t-shirt. And I will see you next time. I will talk to you next Tuesday. And again, Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com, 790, talk now. Talk that rocks, 99.1. Thank you, Reno, Nevada. Always a pleasure. And you guys have a great weekend, live and local now.
Let's go! Walks further down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullet's free.
another one bites the dust. Hey, ain't gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Founded in honor of the legendary coach Jerry Tarkanian, provides young children of Nevada the life lessons they obtain through participating in sports, such as competition, work ethic, how to handle adversity, working together as a team, and most importantly, how to win with class and lose with dignity. The Tarkanian Basketball Academy is the largest privately owned basketball facility in Las Vegas. It's conveniently located in the middle of Las Vegas, just off of I-15 behind the Palace Station Hotel. If you want to rent one of the four full-length basketball courts, join a club team, competitive or recreational, participate in individual workouts with our expert coaches, or just want to advertise your business, the Tarkanian Basketball Academy is the place to be. Call 702-871-0096. That number again, 702-871-0096, or visit their website at tarkbball.com. Check out the Tarkanian Basketball Academy.